You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm pretty good, thanks. Just made it in by the skin of my teeth, skin of my back.
It's one of those mornings today. I think everybody's sort of waking up in very gradual stages. You've brought us a very yellow book.
Yep, it's all yellow except for these two like cat-lined eyes.
Looking sort of bombastic side eye off to the side a wee bit there.
Yeah, and the whole book is kind of bombastic side eye. It's Yellow Face by Arif Kwong. It's so fun, like a strong recommend to anyone who's just finishing up with their exams. It'll take you right out of that world. So Arif Kwong is like mostly a fantasy writer. She's done a bit of dark academia, but this is about two frenemies who are writers, and one of them's Athena Liu, the other's Juniper Haywood. So Athena's like this really beautiful, charismatic Chinese writer, and she's just been signed to like a Netflix deal.
Wow.
She sold her book for hundreds of thousands of dollars straight out of college, and poor old Juniper is having a hard time. The one publishing house that agreed to publish her went under 3 months before her book was released. Any writer's nightmare. So the book sort of opens with them grabbing a drink, celebrating.
quote unquote. Happy for you.
Yes, so happy for you. And in the midst of their drinks, they decide to have a pancake eating contest, and Athena dies. Dun, dun, dun.
What?
Sorry? It's just not where I thought that one was going.
Yeah, it's like in the first 10, it's really funny. It's like quite an absurd death. And they describe like the doctor describing the death from the pancake eating contest as like just a cement of pancake in her throat.
I don't know, it's just
like kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
So there's a bit of a kind of campy flavor to there's parts of this book.
Totally. Right. And it's a lot of fun. So when she dies, Juniper's like the only person that's got this like last manuscript that Athena ever wrote. About Chinese army soldiers who've been recruited by the British army during imperial days. And there's no like research about it. Juniper's left with no sort of other information about it. So she makes up these little things, these little details as she rewrites Athena's book. And the rest of the book, Juniper goes from being like a Caucasian woman to an ethnically ambiguous Juniper song.
Right. One of those stories.
And it is, I think it takes like a few things that happened in like the mid 2010s. Like in 2015, there was an author who's like a white poet who entered their net at like, yeah, and entered a Chinese name or Korean name and ended up winning this competition. But it's not like a straightforward, like, Juniper's not the main villain. Like, I feel like Arif Kwong really has her eye on the publishing industry.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he's like,
spicy.
Yeah, it's really good. It reminds me a lot of like the kind of chaos that came out of American Dirt being published and all the drama around that. Mm. And Juniper kind of bounces between being like, you know, obviously she's got her own like sort of villainous intentions, but a lot of the times she's just kind of like working along with the cogs of this publishing machine. So it's like, yeah, it's really good. It's like really terse psychological thriller at some parts. And like, even though there's a murder that happens at the beginning, I feel like a lot of the tension, a lot of the suspense is built around Juniper just kind of constantly looking behind her. Yeah, worried that someone's going to catch up to this lie. So yeah, it's a really fascinating book. Really good if you want to sort of like know maybe a little bit more of like how the publishing industry works. And of course, this is like a really cynical take.
Totally.
And like, I think worlds apart from what we have in Aotearoa. But really interesting.
Sounds
pick.
This kind of reminds me of, I'm sure other people read it, but in one of the lockdowns, there was like a big article published about two authors feuding over the content of somebody's book being based on somebody's life, and it was all extremely bitchy, extremely drama, very American court sort of scenarios going on, but I was captivated by it for like a whole day of lockdown. This feels like it sits in that same world.
I think it fully does, and it kind of like it brings out all of the stuff about publishing that makes you realize that, like, even though it feels like, even though it is like a multi-million dollar industry, and probably multi-billion after like the movie deals and stuff, but all of those opportunities are so limited, so you can kind of see people like grabbing angles for fame, for money. They also talk about like some of the smaller publishers competing with the bigger ones. There's lots of really interesting tensions that sit in the middle of the book.
This sounds great. Remind us of the name and the author again, Suri.
It's Yellow Face by Arif Kwong, and you can get it at all good bookstores, including Time Out.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.